Inside the brewing room at Mother Road Brewing Company, owner Michael Marquis shows off a special beer he and his staff recently made to celebrate their first year in business.
We brewed an Imperial Porter on our anniversary on November 17th. One bottle of this will actually get poured into next year's beer, and then this is a tradition we'll carry on every year.
Mother Road is a small brewery and tap room located along the original 1926 alignment of Route 66, and it's one of the latest craft breweries to open in Flagstaff. Marquis, a longtime home brewer, says he traded in a disappointing career in appraising to open Mother Road. He wanted to create a brew house that catered to what he calls Flagstaff's strong beer culture.
We joke around here that Flagstaff collectively has a very large craft beer liver. They know their beer up here, and they are not ashamed to tell you about it.
Knowing beer is Sean McKenzie's job. He's an assistant brewer at Mother Road.
On average, we're running maybe 1,500 gallons a week. It's about as big as a backyard swimming pool. It's fairly large.
McKenzie says he grew up watching his father brew beer, and as an adult, he followed in his dad's footsteps. It was at a beer festival in Oregon a few years ago that McKenzie decided to get serious and go to professional brewing school.
And was talking to a brewer, wanted to figure out how to get into the industry. He said, we don't hire anybody that hasn't been through this program.
There are a handful of brewing schools in the world. Munich, Chicago, and UC Davis all have prestigious programs, and a growing number of people, including Sean McKenzie, are going online. The American Brewers Guild, or ABG, offers a brewing and science engineering distance learning program. There's a 2-year waiting list to get in, and people from all over the world apply.
Right now I have someone in Panama, I have someone in Chile, I've had Japan, Australia, England, Iceland, pretty much everywhere.
Christine McKeever is admissions manager at ABG. She says students go through about 6 months of online coursework, followed by 5 weeks at the Guild's brewery and laboratory in Middlebury, Vermont. Class sizes are limited to just 24 students with only 2 sessions a year, and that, McKeever says, is by design.
Sort of the main reason for us limiting our class size is a reluctance to flood the market with too many trained brewers at once. We want everybody to be able to find work.
There is much more opportunity for work in the craft brewing industry now than there was 20 years ago. That's about the time Al Hennis opened the Flagstaff Brewing Company.
Brew pubs were not the norm. They are now. And craft brewed fresh beer was not widely accepted.
Hennis was only 22 years old when he and a friend opened the brewery. At that time, he says, not many people really understood the concept of craft brewing and pub culture. But 20 years later, Hennis says Flagstaff's beer is so popular, it's attracting visitors.
Now that we've got enough breweries in town that we offer a diverse palate, if you would, people are traveling to Flagstaff specifically for pub crawls, for tasting the local beers.
There will be plenty of beer tasting during Arizona Beer Week, as more than 100 breweries will be represented. And while Al Hennis is glad to see so much focus on craft beer, the veteran brewer is also taking the celebration in stride.
Arizona Beer Week is a really neat event, but for us, every week is Beer Week.
For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole in Flagstaff.